The second annual Bemidjigamog Three Nations Powwow is Saturday, April 23rd at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Grand entries are at 1 and 7 p.m. The powwow will feature drum groups from Leech Lake, Red Lake, and White Earth. Dancers from all over Ojibwe and Dakota country will perform traditional grass, fancy, shawl, and jingle dress dances. Dancers put a lot of personal expression into their outfits, using bold colors and detailing them with beads, feathers, animal hair, and hides. The materials also express the dance style: fringes for the grass dance, capes for the fancy shawl dance, and bustles of animal hair and eagle feathers for the traditional dance. At the recent 43rd Annual Spring Powwow at Bemidji State University, dancer Royal Rock described for us his extraordinary grass dance outfit.
I dance men's grass. I've been doing it since I was 2 years old. It's said to represent the grass on the prairie. It was originated for a warrior society down in Omaha, Nebraska. My outfit is more of a flashy for contests. These are bones, hair pipe bones that are made for breastplates and stuff. I wear Harris hawk feathers, golden eagle feathers, broadwing hawk feathers. A lot of detail, intricate work to put in it. Each piece is individually sewn on.
With Royal, I hadn't met him when he asked me to do the outfit.
Michelle Reed is a world-renowned bead worker and outfit maker and a national champion jingle and fancy shawl dancer. She lives on Michigan's Upper Peninsula and is a member of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Ojibwe. She explains how she designed Royal Rock's grass dance outfit.
He was on the waiting list for about a year, so in that time we chatted on Facebook. He would post pictures and stuff, then I would kind of get to know him that way because I never met him. But then I went to a powwow in Minnesota, and he was able to actually dance at that powwow. So I got to see him dance for the first time, and I was very inspired by his dancing. He's a beautiful dancer with, you know, the traditional grass dance. So just from seeing him that time and, you know, getting to know him over that year, that's when I was really inspired to start designing his stuff. He talked about what his dancing meant to him and how important it was for him to be out in that circle. So I took that inspiration and started drawing the different designs, thinking of colors that I felt would go with his vision was for his outfit, but also what I felt from his dancing. So yeah, I do a lot of studying of the dancers that I'm working for, if possible. You know, if I can see them at a powwow, see how they dance, their movements, what else they wear with their outfit, like if they have a set of beadwork. Some dancers have really huge neck pieces, so you have to design around that so you can still see the work that's in the shirt or the pants.
Do you have a long waiting list?
I do right now. For sewing, it's about 2 years, and for beading, it's about 10 years. Try to keep my regular customers, you know, on a yearly basis where they have a spot. So it's really hard to add anybody new right now.
Michelle's son Hunter is 13 years old and daughter Lauren is 9. They're both accomplished dancers and are learning from their mother the art of making powwow regalia.
Once the kids get up to speed on all the different outfit making techniques and stuff, they can help me more. Like just yesterday, we fringed a cape and aprons for one of the people who taught us hoop dancing. They worked all day with me on that. So hopefully eventually they'll really help speed up what I'm doing and be able to make their own stuff.
Well, we'll see some of your creations on the dance floor in Bemidji on April 23rd. And will you have time to dance too?
Oh, yes, definitely. We're going to be vending and dancing. My mom will be there, my brother, my little girl will be dancing, and of course Hunter. So, yeah, we're really excited. We're just going to be there to dance, enjoy the powwow, and do a little bending too.
What style of dance do you like to do?
Right now, jingle is my favorite, but I've been doing fancy since I was little, so I still do that. Sometimes I'll put on my traditional outfit and dance with my mom. So, yeah, I'm pretty much into all the women's styles.
Powwow dancer and artist Michelle Reed. You can see Michelle and her beautiful outfits at the second annual Bemidjigamog Powwow, Saturday, April 23rd, at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. It's free and open to everyone. The first grand entry is at 1 p.m. A feast, including walleye and wild rice, will be served at 5, followed by the second grand entry at 7. More information is at minnesotapowwow.com. For Northern Community Radio and Amper's radio stations, I'm Scott Hall.